Hello, guys. It's me, Allison, from My Weekly Meltdown. You're not supposed to see anything in the background. But listen, we are doing things really weird like Jeff did on Survivor the last couple years. We're like going behind the scenes and doing stuff that like you never see and stuff. And like here we are in like Beth's New York loft apartment. Yeah, good. Just stop it. Give me the pillow. In New York, apparently that's an insult. It's a real apartment. It's not loft.
It'd be nice if I had a loft. I just don't have one.
Can everybody hear us? Okay?
Yes. Like, let us know if you can hear us in the chat. Hello, guy.
I'll be like, yeah,
yes, Matt.
Fuck up.
Yes. Matt, you have teabagged this couch, I'm pretty sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison. Welcome to My Weekly Meltdown's coverage of Survivor 43, episode 12.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you live from Beth's apartment in Brooklyn, New York. I, Allison Kelly, left the house, left the couch, and got on an airplane. I got off the couch and ventured my way to New York City, and I'm here. This is the first time the three of us have ever met. These two are ready to throw me back on a plane, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, actually, what I'm hoping is to exchange you for Tyler.
So I go back to Tennessee.
You go back to Tennessee. So I don't know how you feel about Chris, and I don't know how about you feel about Tim.
We just play a lot of dead bodies.
I personally would love to see Tim and my husband hang out.
We just
kicked
Tim out.
we sent Tim to Tennessee.
Tim's going to Tennessee to live with Captain
Dietary needs and mental.
Right. I'm definitely hinting. I've got the Suri energy. I can't we can't put the comments on the screen, so I'm just going to read them. But yes, we got everyone in chat. We got Kylan. We got Matthew. We got Heather Jean. Monster Katawu, who is Brandon?
Yeah.
Brandon, right? Because your name always throws me off. Tom Skate. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. What an episode. I got to say, I'm sorry. I apologize. I've been MIA the last couple weeks. I had my kitty cat. Let's just have a moment. Let me have my moment.
Please do.
I know y'all are sick of hearing about me. Just let me
have a moment.
Okay. My beautiful cat, Lily, my 19-year-old kitty cat, whom I talked about on the show 3 weeks ago, passed away. And it's been really hard on me. She was the cat that you would see just falling randomly out of the cat tree behind me during episodes of the show.
I won't miss that. I constantly thought you had a demon in your house.
There is a demon in my house. Well, it's Finley. And to quote my husband, why couldn't it have been Finley? But how do you feel, Ty? You still feel like this season sucks? Because I'm still on board.
So I don't know. Can they hear us?
Yeah,
like,
they can
hear us if Allison's holding the mic the whole time.
Or just if you just kind of turn it that way.
We need to Photoshop like a. Never mind.
Take the mic.
So I thought this is a really great episode. I think if Jesse ends up winning the season, he is one of the most like stone cold players in Survivor history. Like the fact that he did that to Cody tonight, like Beth was saying last week on the show that he was going to do this, and I was like, I don't know if Jesse has it in him to do that. Like he's like betrayed a lot of Alliance members so far this season, but to do that to Cody right to his fucking face in that moment is just like wild. Yeah,
it was amazing. And I just want to go out on a limb here and just say that Owen, Jesse, and Gabler are still active in Allison's draft picks.
But wait, let's also talk about something here tonight. Let's talk about before we even started the episode tonight, Allison was going, well, I don't know, guys. I think that I have one of the best teams ever. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not losing anybody tonight. And guess who lost somebody tonight? Everybody thought it'd be Beth with Carla. That's all I'm saying. But you know who didn't think it'd be Beth with Carla? Beth. Who called it last week?
Yeah.
All night I kept saying, Carla looks too clean. She looks like she had a bath. She looks too clean.
They're making her look real good for her exit. Yeah. The whole episode.
Personally, I don't even know why he's here. He has no one left in the draft.
It's just like the two
why
of us.
Why are you, like, are you just giving your little side commentary?
Well, to be honest, you know what I kind of think is poetic and great about all of this? Is that we have a draft that is the exact opposite of the season, which is two women are real strong and holding it. The men are out of it.
Yeah, like that's my only hang up for this season. So like right now and at this stage in it is I just hate how much the guys are like almost like jerking off to the thought of it being a sausage fest at the end of this thing. You know, like it's a lot of like us guys to the end, like the boys need to make it, like we'll just get the girls out. Like it does, like of course it's like always about strategy, breaking up like the strong pair of Carla.
I just want to say Weston Evans, yeah, Tyler, why aren't you in your own apartment?
No, my other favorite is Tyler giving trophy boy energy.
True.
But speaking of which, side note, there was somebody at the Christmas stalls today who fully thought that Tyler and I were a couple.
Oh yeah, she was like all about it too.
Oh, so we're shopping and where were we?
Union Square.
We're in Union Square. Tyler and Beth are this just held hostage by this woman and one of these things. And I just walk up as she's talking to these people. And I just kind of look at it. She gives me a bite. And she's like, oh, are you with these people? Are you with them? And I'm like, yeah. And I should have said I'm their daughter.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing. Oh, my gosh. This woman's seen everything, though, too. She was fully talking. She was like, yeah, the other day, the guy over who has the empanada stall, somebody tried to steal his tip jar. And when he grabbed it back, the glass broke. And, he put somebody glass. All, yeah. She's and then she was like, and then last year, somebody was making out with one of the mirrors I sell out back. And they said, do you know me? Or do you know this person? She said, well, no, I don't. That's just a crazy person making out of my mirror. And so she told us like 6-7 stories.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Good on her, because this was 100% such a fucking amazing sales pitch that I literally went, I'm going to buy 2 fucking ornaments to get her to shut the fuck up.
I told her right away she's a good salesperson.
No, it's true. And so then I tried, well, to be honest, I did really like the ornaments. Yes. And so I bought a couple ornaments, and then she goes, okay, so that's going to be $16. Do you have cash? Because it's under $20 for the processing fee. And I said, well, no, I don't. And she went, all right, I don't care. And then she took the card anyway. And I was like, you better work. You knew that you just literally kept me hostage. They're great.
Vote to evict Tyler back to his apartment.
What?
I just want to say hi. My mother is in the chat. You know, it's hello, mom. I love you. I miss you. And I'm thinking about y'all tomorrow. Yes, Rory. Period.
We should treat this like a hi, Julie. And like each of us hi, come Julie. In individually.
Oh, and yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Watch out for the rope here. Okay.
Wait, what is she doing?
We're doing the eviction count.
Oh, okay.
Since you are officially evicted from the draft, you have to go first.
Okay.
Wait, what am I doing? Am I coming over here too?
Yeah, like walk over there and be like, hold the mic and go, hi, Julie, I vote to evict. And
oh, like, okay, like this is the DR. Hey, Julie, you're looking so beautiful tonight. How's it going? I vote to evict Allison.
Hey, Julie. I sadly vote to evict Tyler. I'm so sorry. Mom, Dad, love you. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Tyler.
By a vote of 2-1.
Yeah, sorry.
This is the kind of this is why we can't do a live podcast.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. Dad, Cloud. I love you more than anything in the world. Go have a blowout on Mom and Dad.
I could never live up to.
Oh my gosh.
This is great.
See, okay, we need to do a GoFundMe / just call their Patreon to fund it so that Allison just moves to New York City.
I gotta dust off my vagina because I'm gonna have to be a high class hooker. I don't know how I could afford to live here. I don't know.
We all have to sell something, okay? And it's just me was my soul. As an asexual, I decided it was my soul.
Weston Evans, I say, I too evote myself.
That is too good.
So good.
But no, oh, it is great here, guys. And I just want to say really quick, thank you to the patrons. You guys are the reason why I'm here. You guys funded my plane ticket, and I'm really very grateful. And guys, we got to come up with more patron shows, and I need your suggestions. I need you guys to get on the Patreon page tonight, and I need you to tell me what you want us to cover. Personally, I need someone to cover Interview with the Vampire, the series. So, Roy the Virgo, anybody out there, Roy Virgo, Brandon, anybody out there, you know, please watch it, all 8 episodes. It's amazing. I love it. But, yeah, I want to do more for you guys. And we're coming up on, you know, Survivor finales next week, which, by the way, we will be covering Thursday evening because Mama is in Grandma Allison gets him to lay code off finale, okay? Because plus I got to get my makeup and hair done because I have a feeling I'm going to be doing a lot of victory laps.
Yeah.
During that show.
I should have worn my draft t-shirt tonight.
Yeah, I should have. I got to get my tiara.
Out of the woodwork in either Cassidy, Carla, or... No, that's it, right? That's all who I have left.
That's all you have left.
Cassidy or Carla wins this. If one of the two women win this season... I am literally never going to let anybody ever let this down.
That's possible at this point? Like, can a woman win this season? And yes, that is a valid question to ask at this point.
I think it is. I think that, you know, what they've been... Yes, thank you, Mike Stand. What I think is pretty great is that both women are seen as threats, right? They're seen as a threat because they're both in the game together. So if they, one or both of them makes it to the end, especially Carla with this story of like, y'all tried to get me out every single vote. I held on to an idol. There was questions about it. You didn't know what to do with it. I got played. And then I came back. I won immunity for the third time. And I did all these other things. And I've made it here myself. That's a badass woman player. And I think people would vote for her. And I think at this point, the only reason that Cassidy or Carla loses is if they're sitting next to Jesse at the end. If they get rid of Jesse, that's like getting rid of Vanessa Russo. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Cassidy has a chance to win. And I think that like her winning immunity tonight was a big step for her. Like now she's won as many as Carla. Like I feel like she's definitely getting a lot more respect in the eyes of the jury, but still not as much compared to Stone Cold Jesse or like Owen's great underdog story or Carla, if she's sitting next to Carla in the final. But I do think Carla has a chance. So she played her idol tonight, which I'm glad that she did. I was so worried she wasn't going to, and then she was going to go home with an idol in her pocket because she felt like good about it or whatever. But if she wins immunity next week, I think what Carla should be doing right now is start practicing fire making. Because if she wins, if she wins immunity next week and then she wins fire making, good God, if she won fire making against Gabler or like, you know, as much as we don't respect Gabler, like he's like an outdoorsman, like he could do really good in fire making. If she beats him in fire making, or if she beats like freaking Jesse in fire making, like how fucking epic would that be, right?
And Matt Henning in the chat saying, I feel like everyone is writing Gabler off and you shouldn't. And I 100% agree with that because whether people want to admit it or not, Jesse, yes, came up with the plan, but who ignited that plan to happen? I really think Gabler's words stuck with Jesse to say, I think maybe I do need to go after Cody if he comes up with the plan that benefits him more than me. And that's exactly what happened.
I don't know. That feels more like a broken clock being right twice a day type of thing. Like, I think that they were excited that Gabler was in on the plan, but more in just a like, oh, we have a number that we didn't think that we had. Okay. Not in a Gabler is the executioner here. You know what I mean?
I just want to point out that tonight during the show, Gabler, Weston, I see your comment. Gabler has a great line tonight about killing the king. I'm sitting here watching. I said, of course, Gabler has medieval, is quoting medieval times. And Beth, what did you say?
She said, yeah, of course he's quoting medieval times. And I said, well, listen, you quote things from your childhood. Okay. So he's going to quote things from what is he now? You know, he was alive.
Did I just turn off the mic?
Or is it on? I need someone in the chat to say.
Can we get a mic check?
We're getting a mic check here, please. Check, check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to move it this way.
I just, you know, I never slept on Gabler. He's in my draft.
Did you sleep with Gabler?
Look, I got to move. I got a little like earn money to get to New York.
That's true. Maybe he has a million. I don't know.
It's working. Thank you, Mom. My mom says work. But yeah, I mean, when I was, you know, looking at my draft, you know, I've still got Owen as my number one pick. I think Jesse's number two. Gabler's three. I had Sammy as four. And I really, you know, and not to backtrack.
Sammy's not in the game.
I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm just saying because he's got
like the people.
I'm mentioning my draft once again. Doesn't listen to a word I'm saying, and he's sitting right here next to me. Listen. Doesn't pay a damn attention to anything I'm saying. I'm sitting right next to him. Ignores me to my face and my ears. My face and ears. But no, I'm saying because I have Owen is my number one. Jesse is my number two. Gabler was three. Sammy was four, who's not in the game anymore. Thank you, Captain Obvious. And I had Noelle, who's also not in the game. Thank you, Captain Obvious. You want to point that out? Noelle's not in the game.
No, go ahead.
Okay. She's not. That's right. Team Peen. Rory, I am Team Peen all the way. Team Peen is going to win. But what I'm saying is like Sammy, you know, to backpedal last week, I feel like he's very responsible for Carla and Cassidy's wedge. But at the same time, if I were Carla, I probably would have gone to Cassidy and kind of asked her about it first. And that would have saved a lot of confusion. But Sammy going last week, you know, to make it as far as he did, looking, you know, being actually 38 and saying he's 19, is a big deal in the game. Because who knows? Gabler could actually be 27, and he's just saying he's 57.
We're secretly 19 years old.
Can you imagine if Gabler's 19?
And he hits the gritty. Like,
he goes, I'm going to shave real quick. And all of a sudden, he shaves before, because he makes it to Final Three, and he shaves, and he comes out, and it's like, whoa, and Gabler.
What if it turned out that Gabler and Sammy were college roommates? Currently.
Plot twist!
Gabler was actually happy not to have to get a letter because he then would have to pretend like it was from his quote-unquote daughters, but it's really from his frat bros.
He was happy that he didn't get a letter from Oak because it would have been written in medieval scripture or whatever it's called. And he can't read it. He can't say nothing. Okay. Yes, it's the plot twist of the sea. Gabler's the youngest survivor winner of all time. Yes, he is. Excuse me. Yes,
is it? How's that looking like Tyler?
I told you. They're going to let him shower and clean up. No, what's going to happen is they're going to make it to the final three. They're going to do everything. They're going to go back to the old way of doing it. I wish they would, of revealing the vote, you know, live at the, you know, not the night of. And Gabler comes walking out. He's all svelte and looking good and shaved. And it's like, damn.
You know what it is?
What?
We're going to find out this entire time it was Timothy Chalamet who was Gabler.
I bet. That kid can play anybody.
I know. Just take a little bit of makeup.
Okay. So, but yeah, seriously, will Gabler be the oldest finalist since Tom?
No. I think Denise is older than Gabler when she played Philippines. Could be wrong, though, because she's still the oldest female winner. But I don't know about... Since Tom. Yeah. Because how old's Gabler? He's 40.
He's in his 40s?
Okay, don't say it like that. He's in his 40s. Because I'm sitting right here.
No, I would expect him to be at least in his 50s.
Okay, well, you can say he's in his 50s. That's old.
Not that old.
Yeah.
I think Denise was like 46 or 7 when she won.
Mm-hmm. Who's Bob, Rory?
Bob was fucking old.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Oh, okay. I can't remember. It's not. It's not Survivor Thailand.
Yeah, Gabob is the oldest that's ever won.
Gabob.
Gabob.
Survivor Gabob.
Gabob Bob is the oldest. I thought. Denise is 51 today. Happy birthday, Denise. Okay.
Did you guys see her? She came out with a Facebook status a few weeks ago, where she was talking about how she went on this run. In this pretty remote hiking area with her dog, and she came down on a step and tore her ACL meniscus.
Oh,
and then had no cell service and literally had to like kind of crawl to the road after a bit, and then finally somebody found her.
Isn't that horrible?
That is horrible. And I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad she's
alive. I'm just picturing Dead by Daylight. Like when you're like down, she's like bleeding out.
I just watched. Okay, so DVD bleeding out. That's what I mean.
Yes, yes, not. Yeah.
I'm just watching Rory's comments. Survivor Gabob, hosted by Jeff Probat. Or probate. What is it?
Oh, that's just not today. I mean, like present day. So today's not her birthday.
Oh. Okay.
Well, any chance to as talk in about today is always okay here on this podcast.
Well, happy birthday whenever it is.
I also like Matt saying she would have been younger when she won. And I know that he means younger.
She would have been in her 40s. Ew.
I know that he means she would have been younger than like Bob or Gabler, but I think it just like she would have been younger when she won. Like, no shit, she would have been younger than she is now.
Well, she definitely wouldn't have been older.
I know that's not what he meant, but it's just
the we love you, funny. Henning. Thank you so much. But yes, happy birthday, Denise. There has to be someone named Denise born today. This is true. Happy birthday. I'm not singing happy birthday. I don't have the throat and I haven't warmed up. So you're not going to get the Christina.
I can confirm she doesn't have a throat.
Christina Carey Aguilera Clarkson version of happy birthday. Oh,
all right. So Beth, like, since you had such a great prediction last week that ended up coming true, like, tell us, how's the rest of the final five going? Well, like,
how does the rest of the season go?
So before we even get to that point, I think it's really important to point out there was a lot of talk within the RHAP community today. We were talking about how final six and five are what we were dubbing, quote unquote, the most homophobic spots, mm-hmm. because the most gay queer women have gone home at final six if they've made it. And then final five is out a lot of like gay men. So you think like, you know, like Ricard and like all these people who went, right. And they listed a lot. And they also said that doctors go out at final six a lot. So I would like to say, I think we broke it with Cody, y'all. Definitely not a doctor.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, not queer. But that said, final five, I definitely think unless Carla wins immunity, I can see her going home next week. But we're at the point of the seasons where it gets hard because people who had a really good edit normally do fall at the very beginning of like final five vote is normally the most shocking one. And then they try to make drama with fire making. And then you have, you know, the final tribal council. So what I think is going to actually happen is I'm going to say Carla wins immunity next week. And I think we see Owen going home. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sorry.
So
he totally just turned around. And he's
watching us. You're good. So there are people watching across the street of like my neighbors and such. And it's not a new thing in terms of like it's a fresh, oh, wow, I just happened to look across the street. It's been about 3 hours and they
Allison waved to him.
Yeah, Allison waved to the neighbor. And so now I'm going to have people, I'm pretty sure, who are like, who's that girl who had the really short woman who was just waving to us, breaking all sorts of New York City code of conduct of living in apartments.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Listen, I was in a towel, but I was still dressed. I had to take a shower, and we had to put my pants in the dryer because the bottoms were wet, and I had my towel on, and, you know, it wasn't anything. And he's over there watching us over there in his window. I'll wave at his ass again. I don't care.
And I do it.
I do it again.
So, going back to the question at hand, on the top floor. I think Owen's going to go next week at final five. Okay, and then I think people are smart enough. Unless Gabler wins immunity, I don't think anybody's actually going to bring him. I think they're going to use him as the person to make someone go against in fire making. Because like you said, he's the outdoorsman person. People are nervous about going against him with fire. I mean, people were more nervous about Sammy with fire, which is why they, one of the many reasons they decided to get him out apparently last week. But I definitely think that Gabler's going to be used as the, well, we're going to put you up against so-and-so for the hero role. So I think Gabler will make it to the final tribal council as a zero vote finalist. And then in fourth place, I think it's going to, because who are we? Oh, I think fourth place will be Cassidy. I think it'll be Cassidy. And
Cassidy loses fire.
And I think she loses fire to Gabler. And then I think the final three are going to be Gabler, Carla, and Jesse. And, not Carla. What am I saying? Gabler, Carla, and Jesse. Uh-huh. And I think what will be fantastic is if you have this final three, you have people who just watched Jesse pull off an incredible move. It's going to be interesting. I could see Cody being a little upset, but after Tyler made a really good point tonight, which was, I don't think if Jesse had stood up to offer his hand that Cody would have been.
Yeah. I think this is a very important point. So like when Jesse did the damn thing tonight and we see Cody look over at him and Jesse like avoids eye contact first, like you can just like cut that tension, like with a knife. It was wild. Yes. I can confirm. It's all that happened.
But like we were saying, you know, Jesse kind of saved himself. I think, you know, definitely saved himself with the jury by standing up and shaking Cody's hand, because that will definitely come into play when he's in the final three, because he's going to win.
It says so much. Like it says, like, I respect you as a player and as a threat and
as
like
a
as a friend, as an amazing, like partner in crime, like throughout this whole season. Right. So I want you to know this stab is coming from the front, not the back.
Yeah.
Like it's out of respect. It's for my own self-interest. It's not anything like what we had this entire time was genuine. And I just think that's very important.
And I think, you know, there's a really good point in the chat, and then people are saying that, you know, thinking that Carla and Jesse as gamers. Yeah, I can see that. I think that we're seeing a lot of cracks in Carla's game. Okay. We're seeing a lot of cracks in her ability to think. We're seeing her body shut down. And I think we're also seeing what my biggest problem is with this season is this lack of storytelling and editing of what's happening with the relationships within the tribe. I think Jesse and Carla are actually very close on a personal level. And we've seen shades of that through like a stained glass window, right? Where we're like, okay, I see something in a different shade that I never would have thought of before, but it's still out of focus.
Tonight about Cassidy at the beginning of the episode.
She did. And I think if Carla wins the final immunity, I think she could absolutely be swayed by Jesse. I think there's a lot of people who are going to be angry with me for saying that I think Carla is getting outplayed by Jesse. I think that Carla will not win against Jesse, and I think it'd be smart if she didn't do that. What we're forgetting is that Jesse played her hard tonight too. She didn't need to use that idol, but he used it to try to get her to flush her idol, and he played her like a fiddle. And I think that unless she doesn't learn that, she can absolutely fall victim to that again, right? And so if she wins that final immunity, I could see her bring Jesse. Jesse has not won an immunity. Yeah, is that correct?
Right.
He's like the only person on the tribe that hasn't won an immunity. And I don't think I see him winning a final immunity. I could see a Cassidy. I could see a Gabler. I could see an Owen. I could see anybody else win a final immunity. I'm not seeing Jesse pull it out.
How baller is that though to like at the end say like in are you okay? In a season where like so many people post merge have won immunity challenges, everybody except for Jesse has never had like the forefront power or safety this entire game, yet he's been the one like pulling all of these strings to the point where like Carla, who's like the big threat, like the bigger like player of the season strategically that everybody has their eye on. She spent so much of this late merge focusing on Cassidy as this like big target that she needs to like betray. And she thinks that like that is her game winning move. And she's been spending so much time on it and it hasn't even happened. And Jesse's like right there. Like she has such a blinder for him. It's wild.
The problem was that she was concerned that Cassidy would tell about the idol. And so this goes to show once again where Carla has faltered, which is her closest ally Cassidy was not going to tell anybody until Cassidy's hand was forced by Carla in order to do so. Yeah. And I think that what I had hoped last week, which was not the case, and I had said that if it was the case this week, I would be so excited by it. I was hoping that we would get this wonderful confessional from Carla to show a little bit more strategic prowess, where she said, I really threw Cassidy under the bus last week to try to take the target off of us. Now, the other thing I want to point out is that Cody has been the one that has said, girls, 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 get out the girls. We want the guys, get rid of the girls. Now that Cody is gone and we don't hear someone banging it as loudly, it will be interesting to see if Jesse and Owen feel that way as much. Or do they go, actually, Carla, yeah, where Carla's going to be the target. I don't think that Cassidy's that big of a threat. I could kind of see Owen, Jesse, and Cassidy coming together. If Carla wins immunity, Gabler's gone. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm beginning to, where I can see them go, Owen's won some immunity. He's an underdog. Carla's body's failing. Like,
Owen winning, having like more winner's equity at the end than Carla at this point. And at this point, I'm willing to say that, like, I and maybe the fandom as a whole, maybe, sorry, they've kind of been overrating Carla as a player this season.
She's overrated for the season. I think she's overrated for the late merge.
I see. Yeah.
She played the hell out of the pre-merge.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But where she has fallen, Jesse's just continued to rise.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true.
I'm just looking at the chat here. So do we think Owen can win at this point?
Yeah.
I think he's a dark horse. I think he's an underdog and he definitely could win. I think anyone can win. Like Madison, if you have a Owen, Gabler, Cassidy, final three, anyone can win at that point. If Jesse is in the mix, and that guy is gonna win. Yep. He's got the backstory. He's made it through without having to use having immunity. Yep. You know, and yeah, he took an idol that wasn't his, and you have to remember he still has his idol.
Yeah.
So you guys don't know.
Nobody knows that he has.
They
have the best story ever. If he can
survive next week without having to play his idol, game over.
Okay, that's cheeky though. I'm not a fan of like holding on. Like I know it worked out for Marianne and it was like a cool like reveal for her in the end. But like if I'm sitting there in Final Five, I have an idol. Like I'm not risking it just for like the shock of it all.
Well, Marianne didn't show hers at Final Five. She showed it at Tribal. That's right, what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, so what I'm saying though, Tyler, is no. Jesse has much more of an amazing story about this idol.
Does he need it though? I don't think so.
I don't think he does, but why not secure $1 million?
After what just went down tonight, Jesse definitely is going to have to use that idol because they're going to go, look, he just made a boss move.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. If he doesn't win immunity, and I don't think he will, I think that he will play his idol. What I'm saying is if he can get away with not having to play his idol, that will be the single best, haha, I had an idol story this entire time that's ever happened. Because that idol is the one that everybody believes walked out the door with Dwight.
The only situation where he doesn't play his idol at Final Five is if Carla does not win immunity. Like if Carla is there as like a vulnerable target who doesn't have her idol anymore, I think that's the only time that he would not use it.
If he wins immunity, it's the only time he won't play. I think he's smart enough to know he has to play his idol. You know,
the final three is going to be Jesse, Owen, and Gabler. And I'm going to be so happy. I got to go get my tiara crown polished. It's going to be an amazing night for Allison and Kelly. I'm just going to say it right now. But I think it's going to come down to the fire making. And it comes down to who's going to win that final. You know, I mean, who they're going to want it. The person is who they're going to take and who they're going to choose to go against each other. So, we can sit here and debate back and forth. Who's got the guns to win? What is the challenge? Well, I didn't even see what's coming up next week's as this finale. But at what is that, because we've got to get through a whole episode before the finale episode. It's going to be 2 hours in the other finale, but that, you have to remember, we're getting rid of someone in that first hour. I honestly, in my heart, two people, because I really believe, and I hate, and I'm not saying this against women, I believe in women power, but I really feel like it's going to be Cassidy or Carla. I feel like Carla's going to go. I feel like Cassidy's not going to be able to make fire against freaking Jesse or Gabler. Now, Owen, I don't know. I haven't seen Owen make fire.
Yeah.
So.
I honestly think that what we're going to find. Y'all just keep looking right
at I'm looking at the window, and then I heard that loud motorcycle, and I just want everyone to know it wasn't me farting. It was a motorcycle. Sure.
Excuse me. So I think people are forgetting, though, again, that it is quite obvious that Carla and Cassidy are no longer working together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Carla's definitely still a big target. But is she as big of a target as Jesse is now? Like, is she as big of a player as Jesse clearly is, where he got her to get rid of his idol? I don't think Owen and Gable are going to go against Jesse, even though they'd be smart to do so.
I mean, maybe Jesse and Carla come together.
But that's my point, is like, I think Jesse and Carla could come together. I could see, I don't see Cassidy and Carla working as well. If Carla doesn't win immunity next week, I actually kind of see some places where they could kind of, where she could team up with someone like Jesse for that vote, and get, because I don't think that she's as strong. I do think that Jesse's going to want to get rid of her. I think more likely than not, she goes home next week. But what I'm saying for shock value is that Owen ends up going home next week.
Yeah.
If especially if Carla wins immunity, Owen goes home next week.
Scenario.
Go for it.
Let's just all keep in mind she messed up her ankle tonight. And I have a funny feeling, just hear me out, plot twist, okay? She can't participate in the final immunity.
That's possible.
Okay, there's a possibility she can't, and she tries and she just can't. She's not, and she doesn't get it. Let's say she does make it to the, you know, they're like, okay, we're going to give you a chance, Carla, but we know we're going to take you to the fire making. I think I have said it from freaking day one. She's going to go out in fire making if she doesn't get voted out, because she surprised us all. But I really, in my heart, feel like what are the challenges that you? What is it going to be?
It's usually either like a very physical, like climbing up the stairs, like bringing one puzzle piece at a time, and then sliding down, and like it's just like a freaking marathon. Or it's one of those ones where you don't even really need to run or anything. Like, it's one of the ones where you have, like, and you know Jeff loves his balls, but the like, timing one, like, putting it in, like, the tubes and it going over and over.
One hand tied behind your back.
Yes.
So it's either that, or like you said, they
that would be what they do to keep Carla in the game.
Right. So I think that there's a variety of ways. I think this is really exciting. I think it's fairly obvious that if Jesse makes it to the final, like, I don't see anybody beating Jesse, period. Right. There's not a single person in there who's going to beat Jesse. And I really, really, really think that he's going to win this game. But I don't think it's as cut as dry as Carla clearly goes home next week. Yes, obviously it's helpful if she wins immunity, but I definitely think that some of the dynamics could change a little bit too. Which will be fun and interesting. I think it's going to make for a really interesting finale. The other thing to consider here too, guys, is two idols just left the game tonight. Will production throw another one in for the last one?
You know, there's going to be a freaking boat that washes up onto shore that Ben's going to come into the game.
Ben is the idol.
Yeah.
Ben is the idol.
It's a trophy and his hat.
You have to befriend Ben.
Yeah.
You become friends with Ben.
You get an idol.
You get an idol, but you also get canceled online.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
So at what
cost? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just love the fact that you just talked about Ben.
On your
Ben.
Own.
Ben.
On
always
your
Ben.
Own.
Well, no, that's like, remember they introduced an idol like in final six or five or something. And it was like under this like stupid, like ship thing. Yeah.
I didn't even see him find it. It was just like, so I found them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's so that's what I'm saying. Look out for the Ben idol next week is what I'm saying.
Bombs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So
I finally get Castle and Survivor, and that's the theme, like Island of the Ben Bombs.
There's two themes that are definitely going to happen, okay? It's two themes if they ever bring back theme Survivor. The first is Island of the Ben Bombs, which we know, right? That's definitely happening. The other one is Ghost Island, the Knowledge is Power Advantage Edition. Where it's but this is my pitch, okay? Everybody thinks they have the Knowledge is Power Advantage, right? And then they're told in the beginning, you know, this is a different kind of game, blah, 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 blah. But they don't know that everybody else also has the Knowledge is Power. So it's just a chain of people being like, hey, do you have an advantage? And it's just another Knowledge is Power advantage. And then one person does get an idol, but it's also an idol nullifier to nullify all Knowledge is Power advantages. So basically it's Ghost Island and Edge of Extinction. But add in a little bit.
But like, we are not that far.
I know.
Shit like that happening on Survivor.
And that's also when Ben takes over as host. Yes.
Oh God, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's prayer circle time. So everybody, it's prayer time with us. Please, Lord Jesus, in heaven, Father, please put Tyler on Survivor. The first season, Jeff Probst retires, and they put Ben in there as host.
No, that is
my opinion.
I think it's pretty obvious that Jeff retires. It's Boston Rob, right?
Or Cody from Australia. Nah, I wouldn't do that, would they?
You mean Colby?
Yeah, that guy.
I was like, Cody.
Jeff hates Colby after he was
retired. I thought you meant Cody Calafiori from Big Brother.
Hey, I was just.
My brother Cody.
My brother Cody.
This Cody got voted out?
I think. Hey, Polly's available. Why don't they get him?
I'd like Parvati to.
I would like Sandra.
Yeah,
could you imagine,
Sandra
would be trying to lead tribal council, right? And she'd be sitting there and she'd be like, all right. And so she'd be like, all right. She'd be like, all right. So what's going on? What are you trying to do? And then she'd be like, that's a good point.
Is that a good answer?
Do you think that's a great answer? What does that say about your gameplay? If they're saying, like, she would just be pushing all these probing questions, and at the very end, she'd be like,
"What the fuck have you been doing this week?"
Yeah, exactly. Gabler, I see you do nothing on this show, and you know what? You don't even play the game. You don't even play the game. They're like, "Ma'am, you're not in the game." She's like, "I fucking hate it when these motherfuckers."
Yeah.
she's just, I can get loud too. What the fuck? You know, like it'd be so good.
Oh, just, I live for it. But yeah, you know, yeah. But yeah, so I know I got the winner. So
fucking our official guest for the final.
Who is this? I want Sandra and Courtney Yates to co-host. We can have two guys. No, because look what they're going to do. They're going to do Boston Rob, and they're going to do... They need two hosts. We need a host for the challenges, and we need a host for tribal. I think that's fair.
Could you... You know what? You know who would be amazing? And I'm being genuinely serious. I'm not trying to kiss ass or anything right now. Rob Cesternino would be fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. I think
definitely.
For tribal? For everything. I think he, especially for tribal, because he has a way of asking engaging questions. Rob and Amber. Could you imagine? But that's the thing is, like, they would put Rob for tribal council and they put Amber for the challenges, and it would make no sense if they did it that way. But I really think Rob Cesternino would be freaking amazing as the Survivor host, because he could be just as cheeky, if not more so, than Jeff. But at the same time, and he's just, I think he would be so funny.
You know who realistically they would look at as the next host? And like, you're going to roll your eyes at this, but probably Cochran. Like, that would probably be somebody that Jeff would want to pass the torch to.
I don't think Cochran would go for it.
You don't think so? He's already a CBS employee.
He is, but I don't think he's wanted nothing to do with Survivor. For the past.
Okay. Yeah.
He didn't, they begged him to come back from all winter season. He didn't even want to do any kind of
that's true. I still think it would be Parvati.
No.
I would love for Parvati to be the host of Survivor.
It's going to be, we're going to have Sandra Diaz-Twine as the tribal council host. And
the doing the challenges?
No.
Tyson should do the challenges.
Ooh. Or Tyson just be the host in
general. Tyson could. Tyson and what's her name again, Sandra? Why don't they do? Why don't we have Tyson and Sandra do tribal?
Can you imagine Julie on the beach?
I want. She'd be like, I actually have to pay attention to what's going on in this show.
Julie would be like, dig, woman. Like, how would she, how would Julie Chen move best? Say, dig,
woman. She would do it like this, ready? But first, dig, woman, dig.
She'd be like, pray, woman, pray. Pray.
She was like, so in that challenge, Allison, you were really putting everything forth. Do you think that was God speaking through your body?
Jesus about to speak through my hand and slap you across the face.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Can I say that when I'm on my big brother?
I would love that so much. I love this idea so much. I really want her out there. And I just really love the idea of her doing commentary.
Yeah.
It would be so good.
She would like malfunction at like her first live tribal. Like, she would not know what to do.
She's like, so everybody's just whispering. Remember that time that they
got 2013.
Wait, time out. Do you guys remember? It was like last season when Julie, they go live for the live eviction show. She was like, guys, we don't even know what's happening. I was like, yeah. That's where Jeff got his inspiration from for doing the background information. He was like, she's like, hey, that's guys, true. Come here. We have no idea what's going to happen in these challenges, but blah, 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 blah.
That could be the origin story.
Yeah, I really think it was Julie Chen Moves.
I'm glad he doesn't do that anymore.
I cannot wait. For the 2-hour episode where he exclusively does that all episode next week.
Do it next week. Just piss me off.
It's going to be like, here we are at tribal council where somebody's going to have to do the fire making challenge. And this is us setting up. Here's the little flag that has to go up in the air. When the piece of twine gets burned by the rope, we have all these different things. We have sticks. We don't have matches. But we have Flint, and we have, like, he's just going to be ridiculous like
and if
that.
They both fucking suck. We have Flint.
Yeah. No, my favorite thing of all time was what was the season that Yule won?
Cook Islands.
When those two women.
Coke Islands.
Barbara Coke Island. Everybody's hyped up on cocaine. I won on that season.
To like, I don't know why, but they are really good at these challenges.
They're really fucking fast. Look at that little one. She's all the way around like a monkey.
It's the least strategic season ever because they leave those challenges and it's just them sleeping all day long.
I'm sorry, you just say.
Oh my God, Henning's completely correct. They gave them matches and it still was so bad in Cook Islands. Like, they fully were like, here's a fucking lighter. Yeah. Like, come on. And they were like, I don't know. It was so bad.
What is it? They found Coke on the one season.
Panama. They found it at like final four or five, like a bag of Coke, like washed up on the beach, and production had to take it because Shane was like about to snort it or something. Oh, wow.
Sorry, it's hilarious.
If I remember correctly, but I'm pretty sure.
All of a sudden, he's got a big beer gut. Nobody knows where it came from, and it's all that cocaine under his shirt.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine being in a tribal council with someone just like?
I've never done cocaine, but it's so funny the thought of it.
I just love the idea that somebody's
at
tribal council. That I really think it would be so funny. Jeff would be like, so Tyler, what are you? No, one more time, Jeff. One more point I have to make. Have you ever been like the duck going?
Like right in the background of the shot.
Oh man,
I'm just sitting there like this.
She's like, and everyone's like, Allison, are you okay? Allison, are you okay? I thought I snorted some sand up my nose. It was Coke.
Rory's like, we need Survivor Coke.
Oh, man. Good times.
Oh, Coke Island. We need Survivor Coke.
I thought the skull that he wrote at the end of it from way back here, I thought it was an alien. And then I was confused as to why there was an alien emoji. I guess.
Okay, so Survivor Coke Islands is going to be that alien head with two straws like this.
Yes.
Behind the head. It'll be the Coke straws.
With $20 bills rolled
with
up.
With $20, $100, whatever he has. Just, whatever.
Oh, so good.
Is there a certain bill you have to snort it with?
Okay, so just because you two have not watched the incredible season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 7.
No.
Jinx Monsoon made two really great jokes. Once she was as Judy Garland, she said, one time I was doing a line of coke off of Dean Martin's penis, and it was so big I had to take a breath halfway through. And that, so that was the first one. And then the second one that she does the same thing, she was like, she said, Evie Oddly's dick is so big that when I was doing a line of coke off of it, I had to stop halfway through and I realized I'd become my mother.
Who's mother? What?
Drag Race. Drag Race. It's so good. So good.
All right. So let's lock in our official prediction for the boot order in the winter.
Ah, we're moving the camera. Whoops. My bad. There we go. I think...
official winner is going to be Jesse. And what? And you think the next boot? Is that what you're saying? I think it will be Carla, but I kind of hope it's somebody else. But I think the safest thing to say is that Carla goes next and that Jesse's the winner.
Yeah.
I think the first boot is going to be cocaine.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I think it'll be Carla, Cassidy, and the final three of Owen and Gabler and Jesse. And I think Jesse will get every vote. I don't think anybody will vote for Owen and Gabler. I think Jesse's going to have like a really knockout speech. And I think Cody's going to be advocating for Jesse after that handshake. I think that was $1 million handshake right there that he gave it Cody on the way out. I'm telling you, that made all the difference in terms of what Cody is going to say on behalf of Jesse as somebody that worked so closely with him the entire game. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I did. So we're talking about the next boot. He ain't doing anything over there. We're just looking. Okay, the next boot is either going to be Carla or Cassidy. The only person left that has an idol is Jesse, right?
Yeah.
Gabler, did Gabler use his?
Gabler's expired.
Okay, his expired. That's why I keep forgetting about it, because he never got to use it.
Yeah, that's why.
But I think it's going to be Carla or you know I'm in person right here, right?
I didn't say anything.
Is cocaine cheap in New York?
Yes.
Well, apparently a lot of
my day's wide open tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm joking, joking. Yeah. And Matt, like you said, I think it's a Gabler, Cassidy, Owen, and Gabler blows everyone away. Just blows.
Yeah, I think
he might do. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that we live in this universe, maybe an alternate universe, Matt. I really don't think it's going to be a Gabler, Cassidy, Owen final three. I don't. Is that what you're saying? I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I think if Gabler wins this season, I'm dying to hear his speech. I'm dying to hear him, these people, like, I'm dying to hear what each of these people have to say. Owen has a good story, I believe. I believe Jesse has a good story. I mean, even Carla, too, you know, she's got a good story. But I really feel like Cassidy has won immunity, and that's about it. And then you've got, I mean, really, that's it.
Yep.
That's it. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not throwing, you know, I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't know what she, I don't know what Gabler can really add at this point. You know, if Bob can beat Sugar and Susie, Gabler can beat Cassidy and Owen. There's not going to be a Gabler, Cassidy, and Owen final three.
No way.
It's not happening.
No.
And if it does, Matt, I swear to God, I will. You can come on the show for the finale. I'll say it myself. If that's the final three.
I think it'd be interesting.
And I have to sit on mute, not the whole time.
You can introduce the show.
I can introduce the show. If I don't win, if for some act of God, I don't win
I want you
next
to,
week.
I want you to know that if Gabler wins, you win. If Owen wins, you win.
I know. If Jesse wins,
if Jesse wins, you win.
The only thing that can't happen to you is a person who is woman identifying yeah. winning the show. In which yeah. case, hello everybody. I'd be your winner over here.
Yeah, and I mean, look. And
I have nothing to add to this.
I don't even know why you're here.
Loser.
Yes. I don't know why he's here.
He's been out for like 6 weeks now.
I really have.
You've had no show. No, yeah. You've had no dog in the show or fight or whatever, but it is what it is. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else to add other than I'm really looking forward to the finale. I don't get into spoilers, so I don't know who.
There are no spoilers.
I mean, I have no idea. I think this is one where I'd really like to kind of stick. I mean, I only really kind of, you know, like the challenge spoilers, but.
It would be pretty amazing if Carla goes home next and then Jesse loses fire making.
Oh.
Then it would be. And then it would be Owen, Gabler, and Cassidy, the very thing that you're saying.
Just saying.
So.
Good. All right, y'all.
Look,
the guy's in the window. The guy's in the window. Oh, he's in the window. He's going in there. What's he doing?
Start turning off the lights. Actually, you know what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna pull this shade down.
I'm gonna need a weekly update on this dude across the.
We've named him Clay.
His name's Clay.
Yeah, we're changing our branding to My Weekly Update.
my Weekly Clay.
I need a Weekly Clay update just because I'm nosy and I want to know. This is the thing about New York. I've noticed.
Yeah,
you people don't know what blinds are or curtains. You got these high rise. Fancy little apartments. He ain't got no drapes. Like, I can see your shit. This guy got out of the shower and he was wearing a towel. And I watched him walk from his bathroom to his bedroom. Not that I was looking for that, but I just happened to see it. So, like, I can see everything.
But here's the thing. When you live here, I mean, I look across the street, but I'm not looking. I'm not, like, watching across the street.
Okay.
So I have all my lights off and such in here, right? Because I want to be able to go outside or look outside and see, like, the lights of the city and that kind of thing, which I can where I'm if I'm sitting where Tyler's sitting right now.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have my crazy neighbors. That's why I'm not
blind. Well, here's the other thing. I just pull that down if I ever feel like I don't want people to watch me. So, like, specifically if I'm doing, like, yoga. I'm like, no one needs to see me doing yoga.
You see Roy's comment?
No.
My weak clay.
I think that's it for the night.
Yeah.
We're going to have to end on that.
Yep.
No, I want, before we sign off, like any other like New York City, like Allison opinions that you've formed over the past 48 hours?
It's not bad at all. Like, I've only been here 2 days. It's my first time ever being here. I leave Saturday. I haven't had a bad experience at all. People mind their own business. They don't bother you. You just get to where you just get out of each other's way, you know? Watch out for these freaking bicycle people.
Yeah.
Man, that's just a death trap waiting. How you step out in front of one of those fools, you're done.
Morons was like driving through Union Square Market today, and we're like,
oh, yeah.
whacked
Tyler in the arm. Is on a motorized bike.
It's insane. I love it. I think it's great. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I feel safer here. I'm just gonna be honest. Memphis is I love Memphis where I grew up, and. It's not a great place to live. It's where I grew up. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous place. And here people just kind of mind their own business and do their own thing. You know, I've never been out on my own yet. And so I can't say, yeah, I may feel different. But subways look confusing to me, but I'm learning. But I really like it. You know, we're going to the 9/11 memorial tomorrow and the Empire State Building. I saw the Rockettes today, the Christmas Rockettes, and that was amazing. I just loved it. I've never seen anything like that. I'm a huge movie buff, so I love movie theaters, and being in a theater like that, it was just beautiful, and it gave me feeling like because you know how I am with spirits. I felt a lot of spirits in there, like there was a little presence there, a vintage presence is what I felt like when I was there, and I just I, like I said, I loved it. And we're going to go see a movie Friday night. And we're going to do some other things.
Saw the Hershey store.
I went to Hershey's Kitchen. And I got to go back. Oh, my God. I'm a chocolate whore. And I
go to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I found a Kit Kat. It was huge. A Hershey. I got my Hershey blanket. I got to go get another Hershey blanket for my little nugget, Cloud, who I miss very much. I love you, Cloud. My grandma misses you. And my son, Jacob, and my daughter-in-law, Zoe, my husband, Chris, and my mom and dad, and everybody back home. I really do miss you guys more than you know. I love you. There, I was sweet and sentimental. Don't get used to it. But I do love it. I think it's great. I wish it stopped fucking raining for 2 seconds because I got wet stains on the bottom of my pants that smell funny.
Well, smelling funny is absolutely a New York City pastime.
Oh, yeah. I smelled the sewer. That was great.
He smells. It's a mixture of sewer, dog shit, and urine, and weed.
Oh, the weed is everywhere. I have never been out in public and smelled this much weed.
Yes.
I'm amazed at the weed. I was just laughing. I'm like, oh my God, it's weed. And we were like, one of the first times we're going to go into a crosswalk. I just went, and Tyler goes, what? I go, that is sewage. I smell poop. Do you not smell that? And he goes, oh, I don't smell anything around here anymore. Unless right next to the sewer, you know, in the ground. But it's great. Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to Cocaine Island when it comes out. Oh, Mom, I got my mom crying. Aww. Look, I don't say it that much. I do miss you guys, and I'm thinking about you. I'm homesick, but I'll be okay.
Very cool.
All right, so we'll be back on
New York smells like a dump.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick, but to me, it smells good. That doesn't mean it has to smell good.
Oh, Allison, you just be thankful you're not here in the summer when everything's hot. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm not planning a summer trip.
Yeah. So, like we said, we'll be back next, not on Wednesday, because the finale is way too damn long, and we're tired and we're old. So we're going to be back on Thursday at some point, probably like 7 or 8-ish, to recap the finale of Survivor 43. Another
season, and how Allison came to pick the winners, what I go through.
It's been a while since Allison has gotten even remotely close to having the winner in the draft. So we really want to pick her brain on the process that she went through this season of finally picking the winner. So we'll see. Can't wait to see that, that in-depth analysis.
You know, you are within choking distance.
No, you are staying at my place.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I do need you to take me home. Or to your home.
You just stay here if you need to.
Yeah, I can stay here. What?
You can stay at Clay's.
What?
Go stay at Clay's.
Hey, he's in the window. Hey, he's got his laptop out.
He's probably watching my weekly
movie. He's probably like, I gotta imagine. Oh my God.
That would be cool.
Oh my God.
Else.
This is gonna be the most embarrassing like love story of my life.
All right, well, I hope we can make this yearly thing of us getting together. But seriously, guys, patrons, please get on the Patreon page. Guys, please get on the Patreon page and tell us what you want. I need someone to recap Interview with the Vampire, the series, with me. You guys look like you're looking. You guys look like you are just looking. You guys just look like you're looking in my ass. Do that again.
Wait,
one second. What? Oh, what am I? Oh, the guy in the window is looking at the new lady in my ass. Wait, get in there and really take a look. Seriously. Let's look at it. Let's show them what we're looking at. Just, I can't see. Guys, thank you so. Whoa. Sorry. Okay, guys, seriously, you know, we need some more. You guys are the reason why I'm here, and I need you to get on there and tell me what you want me to review. Tell me. All right, that's it. That's all I got. Man, I look awful. I don't want to be in HD.
I think that's it. So let's go ahead and play the outro.
Bye.
All right, bye guys. We love you. Thanks for joining.
All right.
hit brand, and then outro.